Chapter 4. Evol's hair stood on end. She'd never heard Quinn and Zader go at each other this way, sounding as if one of them was close to grabbing the other's throat. They were facing each other and leaned in, looking like two bulls ready to charge. She stepped up with her hands between them. "Hey, you two, what's going on?"
"Shut up," Quinn snapped, without looking her way. "Don't fucking talk to her that way," Zader warned,
shocking Evol with the unexpected curse.
"Thank you, Zader," she said, glad that one of them had control of his emotions.
Then Zader snarled just as lividly when he ordered her, "Get out of here, Evol." Nope, no control on his part either. She pushed closer.
"No, you two stop this, whatever is going on between you, and calm down."
They both swung feral glares at her. She had to be in a time warp. What happened to Zader and Quinn, and who were these two asswipes? Crossing her arms, she glared right back and let them have it.
"I will kick both of your butts if you give me any more lip. What the devil is going on?"
Zader looked away and muttered, "Dealing with a dickhead." Quinn shot back, "And here I thought that was the definition of an inconsiderate prick." But Quinn stretched his neck, then told Evol, "Sorry I snapped at you."
"Apology accepted. But I am not qualified to lead anyone. Plus, is it too damned much to ask for time to mourn my loss? Or should I say losses, since Lana's gone too, only with no hologram to indicate she was ever here?"
Quinn swung a heated look back at Zader. So that's where Quinn had been when she'd lost track of him and Zader earlier. They'd been looking at the Breena hologram that showed nothing of Lana, the young woman who had been wrapped against Breena. Only the threads of Noiré magic covered a hollow shape where they'd stood before they'd both vanished. Quinn had lost the woman he'd loved and his teenage cousin in one ugly act from a Belador traitor. Still, something was severely off with Quinn and Zader. Evol opened up her recently discovered empathic senses that were getting better with practice. Quinn was literally bleeding pain over losing Kazira, the Maeve priestess he'd secretly loved, who had died in his arms during the battle. Zader was a roaring hot mess of anger and worry with Breena missing, and no idea.